this is a big federal issue.
Are you protecting anyone?
Yes.
Who?
I'm protecting my wife, who every day is waking up to these insane stories that are getting so far from reality. You know, we've been married less than a year. To watch her watch these stories gets crazier and crazier about what is essentially a prank, a hoax. You know, we knew we went to bed that night not batting an eye. This was a goofy thing that happened. She married a congressman, okay? She knows a little something about living in public life. She knows with that goes a certain amount of, you know, aggravation. I don't think she imagined that it would be this. These bizarre stories about people who are connected to me by 8 or 9 rings of connection on social media. I'm protecting her the best I can. I can handle myself. These poor people who are getting dragged into this with these more and more bizarre conspiracy theories. I'm protecting people who are so offended when CNN puts this Breitbart guy on and says the most outlandish thing about complete innocent people. You know, I can take the flack, but at some point when I say, you know what, I'm not going to do any more questions about that, it is to some degree to protect a certain amount of integrity to all of us, that we aren't in this place that we're constantly having this conversation about something that was essentially a prank.
I know your wife, Huma. She's a great lady, and you're a very lucky guy to be married to
sure
her.
Am.
She works for the Secretary of State, has for a long time. How's she handling all this?
Well, she's bemused. You know, she's got some experience, and she's not a public person, as you know. I mean, she went the entire campaign in 2008 with probably most Americans not knowing that she was the traveling chief of staff to Hillary Clinton. She's a remarkable, remarkable woman. As my friend Heath Shuler once said about her, you know, I've outkicked my coverage. And, you know, that something like this would take on this type, that I would wake up this morning and see on a blog, you know, some of the attractive women that Anthony Weiner follows, and one of them is my sister-in-law. I mean, it's gotten bizarre. And I know that you're doing your job. You know, I get that. You're trying to follow the story. Maybe it's because it took place on Memorial Day weekend. There's a lot of pent-up demand or something like that. But I just would hope you'd understand that, you know what, sometimes things are what they appear. Sometimes a prank is a prank. And that's why I'm trying to treat it that way. But hopefully my marriage survives my first anniversary.